people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more. Today we are talking about, and I am like, oh, I get this, complaining about complaining. I wanted to share something with you that I thought was really, really interesting, and I'd like to engage you. If you've never commented before, whether you're watching this live here on Thursday, May 6th, or whether you're watching this at some future time, I want you to engage with me and tell me what you think about this. And let me set this up a little bit. I posted something in Facebook, on this very Facebook page probably that you're looking at, the other day, and it just took off. And by that I mean it had hundreds of shares. You know, 12 to 40, 50 shares is great, and that's common. But to get hundreds is really quite awesome. Now, the interesting thing is when you share, and I so graciously am grateful for the fact that you do, and everybody else does, it ultimately goes to those people that are our French friends. I didn't say French fries. I said French friends. In other words, those people who may not be into the upbeat personal lifestyle that we're into, but are more into the complaining and negativity, etc. And I want to, oh, I see they're overlaid. Anyway, so what happened was I had this post, and it was one of my typical posts. It was about not complaining. By the way, I'm on day two. I'm taking the complaint-free challenge inside the complaint-free life program. And so you should check out the complaint-free life program. So I'm posting every day. I'm on day two. This thing that I posted was about not being a victim and not complaining, but it was hopefully said in a much more lyrical way. And it must have been because, as I say, it got literally hundreds of shares. And it was also the single most attacked thing that I have written, period, full stop. And the attacks came, I'm sure, because they were like your French friends, my French friends, the people that, yeah, they're Facebook friends, and they, like I say, not necessarily into taking responsibility, but more, I would say, victimization. And maybe that's a bit of a broad stroke, but I'll look to define it a bit better as we go along. The negative comments were not only attacking negative, they weren't just, I disagree. It was, this is dangerous for you to say this. You are inviting mental health issues. People have to complain, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people who truly believe that. And I've actually read the studies. And when people complain, their lives actually get worse. They don't get better, period. We talked about abuse issues and things like that. And as people have been abused, one of the things that's common is to complain, to maintain that victim status. And so when you go through and do like DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, complaining is not part of it. There's no where you sit around and just bitch about life. And yet there is this myth that that is what we need to do, that we have to somehow get it out. And so what I wanted to ask you today, and I'm going to reopen my comments so I can at least see what you all are saying, and then we'll invite you all to come on here in just a minute. And that is to, in your opinion, I've got my opinion, why do you think when somebody sees a post about, like you can see down here beneath me, even though my shirt kind of blocks it, stop complaining, start living. That's our motto. Stop complaining, start living. That people get irate. I mean, their complaints that come back are so, they are angry reactions
So before I go into what it is that I think, why do people defend their right to complain and others' right to complain? Tell me what you think. Why do you think it is so compelling for people to not only complain, which the average person complains 15 to 30 times a day? Go ahead and type in the comment section. I can see some of you are doing so. Why do you think that people feel the necessity to become super defensive about complaining? I was accused, you can find it. I decided to leave the post. At first I thought, well, I'll respond to this in a very nice way and say, there have been studies done that have shown you, University of Michigan, the more you vent, the more you are upset, not the less you're upset, et cetera, et cetera. And then I thought, when a person is that angry, you're not going to change their mind, not with logic, not with reason. You simply need to allow that person to feel that way. David says, come on, y'all, give me your reasons. Why do you think people defend their complaining? Thanks, David, for commenting. People get attached to their positions, right or wrong. Yes, they do. And we touched on this the other day, and I don't think I fully wrapped it up the way I wanted to, so now I'm going to do that. People get attached to their positions, right or wrong. And the number one fear we have is of being embarrassed. And to change our position on something is potentially super embarrassing. I remember when I went from being a steak and lobster person to becoming a vegan. And when I changed my position, that was kind of embarrassing. I was almost like apologetic for this choice that I made. And now I just realize it's a part of me. So yes, people get attached to their positions because they're afraid of being embarrassed by changing them. Because when they have positions, they are surrounded. Their social network, David, is those people who have those similar beliefs. The people who are big-time Trump supporters that live all around me, they're part of the Republican Club. And if one of them was to change their mind, was to read a bunch of books on Donald Trump or something like that, and to have a different opinion, man, embarrassment, ostracization, that's what we fear. We don't want to be kicked out of the herd. Sherry says, it's about them, something they are not willing to see within themselves. Sherry, perfect, beautiful. It was totally about them, and the irony that they were rage complaining. How's that for a word? I just made that up for a term. Rage complaining, which is what I would say it was, over a thing that was supposed to, over a post about not complaining. The irony is just unbelievable. This is such an example of, if you spot it, you got it. And yet our unwillingness to look through that fourth pane in the Johari window, which I and others have written about in my book, Happy This Year, we have trouble looking through that pane and seeing ourselves, that we are the pain, that we really are the one that's doing the complaining. And we defend it because we feel our complaints are justified. We feel our complaints are justified. Let me jump in. I want to read the rest of your comments. And give me just a moment, though, and let me share with you mine. And that is that a victim will go to great lengths to be a victim. Most people do not think of themselves or realize that they are victims. However, I have never known a victim. And by that, I don't mean a survivor like myself of abuse, but a person who always seems to get life slapping them upside the head. I have yet to see a person who lives that kind of life who doesn't also complain regularly and are either unaware of it or feel justified in it because they bought into the myth of that's how to get things done. I've discovered just in the last year or two after, I can't think of the word, I just Rereading. I was about to make up another word. How to Win Friends and Influence People. And when I need something done, like I broke my glasses, contact a customer service. And instead of saying, my glasses broke, blah, 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 first thing I said was, hello, Gina, or whatever her name was, Gina. How's your day going? I get much better service. So living in a world where you're not a victim and everybody's not out to get you, there's your double negative. It's a much better place to be, and it's where you can be. People think I complain because life sucks. And I'm here to tell you, life sucks because you complain. That's my entire speech, for which I get paid many, many, many thousands of dollars in a nutshell. I wouldn't quite put it that way, but that's it. You don't complain because life sucks. Your life sucks because you're a complainer. And I'll go to my grave saying that because I see it in my own life. Heather says they are defensive because it's a part of their identity. Bingo. Yes, it's a part of their identity. It makes them feel they are being attacked for being themselves. Yes. And at some level, they realize that this complaining is done for those five reasons that I teach. GRIPE, get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy, power, and excuse poor performance. So in many ways, they've got all of this and they don't realize it. The power of other people that they complain to, that gather around them, that give them the attention they need, that help them remove themselves from responsibility. It's crazy. You know what? I joke, and many times I think, am I seriously going to go through my life and be the complaining guy? Seriously? That's what I'm going to be? And lately I'm like, hell yes. Willow says, I say to complainers, if I were you, I would see it that way, which validates them, but not the position. I love that, Willow. If I were you, I would see it that way. I would have to throw two in there so that it would rhyme and I would remember it. Speaking of which, before we move on, I'm going to type something into the address bar down here, www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. Now, I want you to please share that with your friends and family. Copy that. Let me tell you why. We have gone through so many different models of getting our bracelets, complaint-free bracelets, out to people who want to take the 21-day complaint-free challenge. And we've had it where you can get 10 bracelets for 10 bucks, et cetera, like that. And then it's the shipping and the handling and everything. And so what we have had for years now is you get 9 fast start videos that I shot that are exclusive only when you take the complaint-free challenge and get the bracelet. And my ebook. Now, the thing was, Gripe is the name of the ebook. You don't get my number one bestseller for included free. Anyway, we charge $7.95. And now we've decided to change that. And we are doing, the bracelet is free. We're going back to the way we did it originally. Free, and you pay $1 shipping. That's it. We'll send you your bracelet anywhere in the United States. Anywhere in the United States for $1 just to cover the shipping and handling. We are trying this out right now. So check out acomplaintfreeworld.org and click on Take the Challenge, because we are wanting to get as many people to take the complaint-free challenge as possible. If you're outside the United States, the bracelet is still free. You just pay $4.95 and we'll mail it to you anywhere in the world. So help us spread this message. The bracelet is now free. We're going back to our original thing, but we're charging $1 for the shipping. And you know why we do that? Because we had some people take advantage of us. I once had a guy ask for 10,000 bracelets and we just sent them for free. And when I contacted him, I said, what are you going to do with them? And he said, I just wanted to see if you were stupid enough to send them to me. That's a literal quote. So as they say in Hamilton, when you got some skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't win if you don't play in the game. So let's all take the complaint-free challenge. Like I said, I'm on day 2. Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. All right. David says, especially when they make up their their thoughts publicly known or within a closed group, it is rough to change your mind in front of a group that is attached to your original position. Dude, I agree. And it is hard to change once you, not only your original close group, it can be hard to do it in front of anybody. We are so driven by the need to be accepted by the herd. We will stick by our stance no matter what. Dominic says, terrific Thursday jumpstart is 42 degrees and rainy in New Berlin. Grateful for good cookies and a cup of coffee. Nice. It's heartfelt. Then when the person who feels from the heart how things are tends to be open to metamorphosis or transformation. Cool. Therese says, I'm a Republican, but mostly stopped complaining after I read your book a very long time ago. Absolutely. You do. I don't consider myself a Democrat. I don't consider myself a Republican. I refuse to label myself, and my voting history shows that. I'm driven by the issues of the day and what I think is important. There you go. And you should be too, whatever you think is important. And by the way, too, I don't know. I have a number of friends who are Democrats, and they think all Republicans should be killed and pilloried or whatever, and yet they have shown that political parties get stronger when there's opposition, that they are forced to do better things for the people when they have somebody else threatening to do better things for the people. So it's awesome. Did I read Therese? Yes, I did. There's Courtney from Montego Bay. I'm late. Good morning from Mobay. I am grateful for finishing another book, The Latte Factor. That sounds cool. Once again, I want to remind you, invite your friends and family to take the complaint-free challenge. The bracelet is now free. You get the, you just pay $1 for shipping handling, and you still get the 9 videos and the gripe ebook. It's awesome. We are so excited. We want to get so many people to take this. The weakness pokes away from realization. Realization is what you are, is your strength, which clears away excuses so that truth can be established with the truth of the I am. Yes, David, very, very cool. Michelle says they are defensive because they don't know how to replace the complaining behavior. That is another great observation, Michelle. So often we do the wrong thing simply because we don't know how to do the right thing. Like I said, having been raised in a critical, negative family that the simplest request often came off as a nuclear explosion, I had to read How to Win Friends and Influence People over and over and over again, and still do. Still do. David says he hasn't gotten his bracelets. I guess it's in the mail. Absolutely. David, I don't know exactly when you ordered. I do know that we're not Amazon. We ship bracelets 3 times a week. And I know that we shipped several hundred yesterday. And when I say shipped, I mean mail. There's no way we could UPS these things. We would be paying to put ourselves out of business. It is so hard to try complaint free here in Jamaica because as soon as I get behind the wheel, because we drive so horrible. Sorry, Courtney, I've been there. You come drive in Miami. I'll tell you what, I'll go there and you drive me around and you come here and I'll drive you around. And I chose, hear me, friends, if you get nothing else I say today, I chose to use driving in Miami as a personal development experiment. I chose to use it as an opportunity to moderate my emotions because that first day when I was driving down here to the Keys and people were, it was like Grand Theft Auto, I thought I would have to pull over. I was hyperventilating. I was just like this. And now I'm chill. It's possible is all I'm trying to say. Willow says, we need to wrap up so I can do my prayer time and then go to the gym. I withdrew my complaint to the electric company for leaving a mud hole on our farm. And the next day, I got a 50-pound bag of seed dropped off at the barn door. Willow, what a great story. And I'm not surprised you would do that. The group you mentioned earlier, is that a Facebook group? Not exactly sure what you're talking about. Oh yes, the Complaint Free Life group. Yes, the Complaint Free Life Inner Circle is a number of people here are members of the Complaint Free Life Inner Circle. They are people who really are serious about the challenge. So they not only get the bracelet, they get a 10-pack of bracelets. They get 10 videos and audios that I've shot. They're not super long, but they're really what you need and want to hear. They get, you'd have to go and look. It's at acomplaintfreeworld.org, and you can find out more about the Complaint Free Life group. Willow says, passed out my all my bracelets and no complainers around me. That's what, you know what, y'all are some of my favorite people. The reason this complaint-free movement continues to spread, there's 15, 20 people that will just come in periodically and buy 200 bracelets. And then they'll turn around and they'll take them out and give them to people in the world and improve their lives. So thanks for doing that. Thank you, Willow. That's so awesome. David, I'm going to give you a couple of last words insofar as politics is concerned. Last year was hard to listen to. When politicians work from the heart, everyone benefits. I totally agree. I have a friend who left the country because of the election outcome, and he's still my very good friend. He just thinks that we have gone into socialism. Postal Service says there is a package to pick up. Yes, it's the bracelets. Hope so. And if not, just let us know. Best way is to email customerservice@willbowen.com, customerservice@willbowen.com. And we check on those first. That is the first thing we do every single morning. You know what? I guess I wanted to say all of this around you to say that as the complaint-free guy and as a person who's hypersensitive to complaints, I always want to rush up and try and get people to stop complaining. And you can't. You simply can't. The best you can do is to become a complaint-free person yourself, which creates a a hostile environment. I don't mean like hostile, but I mean a non-welcoming environment for people who complain frequently. Your energetic vibration no longer is a match for them. So once again, please share www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. Get a bracelet for $1, the 9 videos, and the ebook. Take the Complaint Free Challenge along with me. I'm on day 2. And thanks to all of you who are a member of our Complaint Free Life program. You guys are rock stars. Thanks for all being here. Look forward to seeing you in the morning cup. Look, quick comments. Let me see what they are. Shared. By the way, I forgot to say share. Please click share. That's how we build this group. Thank you so much. David says he's already shared, and so has Willow. I always wonder who's going to be the first to share and who will be the last. So I look forward to finding that out, as well as everybody in the middle. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.